Breakfast with Frank and Ox on 11:16 SEN. Ox, the Swans are flying high. Great start to the season, and they come to Melbourne again this weekend to take on a desperate Richmond. Tom Mitchell will be part of the team that will step out onto the G on Saturday night. G'day, Tommy. How are you going?
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
You got going in that second half against the Bombers on Saturday night, and that was important because I do believe the coach gave you a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, I think we did deserve a bit of a rev-up at half-time. You know, obviously Essendon, you know, really came to play in the first half, and we were probably a bit off in a number of areas. And, you know, to the boys' credit, we really did lift in the second half and, you know, came away with a strong win.
The week before, too, it looked as though that you were just struggling to really, you know, find your mojo. I'm not sure if Brisbane were all that great or you guys dropped back. Was it a bit of both? It just seemed as though you rolled that form into the first half against the Bombers.
Yeah, I think the week before, Brisbane were definitely really competitive. And, you know, we had to play our best footy, you know, towards the end of the game to beat them. And I suppose if you underestimate any team in this comp, as even as it is, you can get done on any given day. So, yeah, we have had a few lapses over the last couple of weeks, and it's something that we'll be trying to rectify this week against the Tigers.
You found your role now, Tom. You had to wait a long time to sort of establish yourself in this team, but alongside Daniel Henry and Kieran Jack and Josh Kenny, Luke Parker, it's not easy to get a spot in that Swans midfield, but you seem to have found your spot.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, it's obviously been you know, great to play you know, most games last year and every game so far this year and work along those guys. You know, all the guys you mentioned just then are obviously star players of the competition, and you know, I'm in a very fortunate position that I'm able to, you know, work with those guys every day and, you know, obviously play with them on game day. I think we all complement each other in different ways with different strengths, and you know, it seems to be working really well at the moment.
Tom, were you ever at the stage where you thought, I need to get out of here to get an opportunity somewhere else?
Not really. I think I did have a few troubles with injury and couldn't really get my you know, body up to scratch with a number of different issues. But I sort of had a little bit of confidence that when I was able to do that and get some training under my belt that, you know, I'd be able to fight for a position. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to do that.
George Hewitt had a good game on the weekend again. Another young player pushing through from playing in the knee full as well. Tell us a little bit about him. And he was in a similar situation to you in a way, wasn't he, having to wait for a chance?
Yeah, Georgie's been great when he's, you know, coming to the team. He's been playing more of a forward role, where he's probably been more of a natural midfielder growing up, I suppose. And, you know, he's adapted to that half-forward role really well, and he's been a great contributor for us throughout the year, and he's kicking goals and putting good pressure on. So he's slotted into the team really nicely.
Teddy Richards, really important. Is he back this week?
We're hoping Teddy will be back. Yeah, you obviously have to get through some training and stuff, and, you know, any injury to the head is obviously, you know, you have to be careful with those sort of things. So, you know, Teddy will get through training. We're hoping he comes up for Saturday.
I want to ask you about Isaac Heaney, how good he could be, kick five on the weekend. You've seen a lot of kids come through. He does a lot of stuff that probably we don't even get to see. We only get to see him on a Saturday. Just tell us a little bit about Isaac Heaney and what he is to the Sydney Swans.
He's obviously a very special player. You know, he, like you said, he does have some special attributes that not a lot of players can do. He, you know, his marking for his size and his leap is, you know, pretty special, where, you know, you sort of watch him in awe of some of his marks he takes during the game for such a young player. So he's got obviously that, and then also his goal-kicking ability. He's got a natural goal sense. So he's got a few, you know, really, really strong attributes, which, you know, we're really lucky to have in our team.
We're speaking with Tom Mitchell from the Sydney Swans here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox on 11:16 SEN. The Swans in town to take on the Tigers on Saturday night. Big Buddy, back to the sort of form that everyone loves to see him in. He's obviously back enjoying his footy. We know what a tough end to last year it was for him.
Yeah, it's great to see him, you know, back playing, you know, the footy we know he can play. We saw over the pre-season how hard he was working and how fit he got. And it's probably no real surprise to everyone at the club how well he's playing. He, you know, he did it over the months of December, January, February, and he just carried that on into the games, which has been great to see.
Well, Tom, good of you to talk to us. I know you've got a busy setup in preparation for this game against the Tigers. They'll be in a desperate mood on Saturday night, so it's going to be a cracking game.
Yeah, it should be good. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tom. We'll speak to you
soon.
Thanks,
Tom.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.